Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
You know who the head of this operation is here? Amen. It's Jesus. He's there. George, you got a testimony? Praise the Lord. Come on up here. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but it won't be on tape. Yeah, so we want it to be on tape. So praise the Lord. Hold it close where it'll be on tape.
My wife and I have been studying under Thurman since November of this year. She put me onto his CDs when she came up here then, and I've been trying to come every healing school. We live in Central Texas. And one of the things I learned from Thurman, he was talking about Mark 16:18, and yesterday we raised goats, and we've had some sick goats, and they have a highly contagious disease it was closing their eyes. It's kind of like a crusty, almost like eczema, and it takes two of us to give them a shot. I have to hold it while Becky gives them the shot. Well, give them a shot. She closes it up. Her hand it to me, and I stick it in my pants pocket. Well, she didn't put the top on all the way, and I've been over to get something. All of a sudden, I feel something in my leg. People that have gotten this before, just by touching them, we normally wear gloves, but I claim faith in that. I don't even wear the gloves. But the needle was in my thigh yesterday. Wow. And I went back in the house and claimed Mark 16:18, nothing poisonous will hurt me.
Amen.
And it's all healed up and it's gone, and I just praise the Lord and thank you for teaching today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God, George. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have any more testimonies? Oh, okay. Got one right here. Bob, praise the Lord. Tell us.
God bless you, Pastor Thurman. This is a miracle that happened as far as my wife and I adopting an orphan boy from Ethiopia. We went there last July to meet him. He was 13 at the time, and I was sharing a little bit with Pastor Thurman earlier. He's really fired up. I went to meet him one time, and he said that he was playing soccer with some boys in the field. He says he kind of got me a little bit by surprise, and he's already a Christian. He said, Dad, he speaks a little bit of English, and of course he speaks the Ethiopian language. And he said, Dad, come and preach to all my friends about Jesus Christ. I was like, wow, because you're the only white guy around, you know, you're attractive, and they all want to hear you. And so, I preached in English, and then most of them didn't speak English, but he translated, and like within, and I, you know, I gave him, like Pastor Thurman, like preach repentance, like real salvation, right? And every one of them, including the one Muslim boy in the group, repented and received Jesus Christ. And so, so we did the visa process, and this kind of ties what Pastor Thurman was sharing earlier about how the administration wants to bring thousands and millions of Muslims to the United States and, you know, give them visas even when they don't deserve it. Well, here's our boy. He's a fired up Christian. We're trying to get him here. My wife went. We did everything correctly. My wife went to the last December to the American Embassy in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, and the U.S. staff there wanted money for the visa. I mean, it's amazing how corrupt these people are. You're trying to help an orphan, and they just want money. And it was a very cruel people. And we were just like, what? And they rejected his visa application. My wife had to come back. We were heartbroken. My wife and our son was crying. And they sent us this application back to the United States and said rejected. And we just kept fasting and praying. And last Tuesday, he got his visa.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So, moving the U.S. government, you know, bureaucrats, that's like parting the Red Sea, you know. Someone in the Citizenship Immigration Service at a high enough level, and when they got the application rejection, they sent it back to the State Department staff at the embassy and said, give this boy a visa. And so praise God for that.
Amen.
And I'm going next Friday to get him.
Amen.
So
praise the Lord.
We're going to have a fired up Christian emigrate to the United States instead of a Muslim. How's that?
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's just one. We need a lot. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful for all these wonderful things that we do. I now want to go back to Matthew 18. We were verse 19 a while ago. We read about that wonderful promise, but we're going to start with verse 21 and go through verse 35. And I want to show you why so many people in the church are sick today. Matthew 18:21-35. Now, most people don't believe that Jesus will do what he said. I read this many, many times before it became a revelation to me that it meant what it said. In fact, the Lord had to reveal to me, I was trying to cast a demon out of a woman one night, and he wouldn't come out. And when I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why is this demon not obeying me? And the Lord spoke to me audibly and said, he's not obeying you because I sent him into her because of her unforgiveness. Now, that was a new one on me. I said, Lord, you sent a demon into this woman because of her unforgiveness? He said, yes, son, I told you I would do that in my word. He said, you have read it many times. Why don't you believe it? I thought, wow, I got to find this. I don't know where it's at. So I began to research the scripture again, and this is what I finally found. Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. If you're married and your mate messes up one time, sometimes you'll forgive them once, right? But can't you just see it? I mean, this woman, you do something your wife doesn't like, and boy, she gets on you and reads you the riot act and says, you ask her, say, honey, please forgive me and I'll never do it again. Okay, I'll forgive you this time. And 30 minutes later, you do the same thing again. Okay, you promised me you'd never do this again. Okay, Lord, honey, I'm really sorry. Okay, please forgive me again and I promise I'll never do it again. So she forgives you the second time. And 30 minutes later, you do the same thing again. She's about ready to read you the riot act, slap you across the chops. Is that right? Now then, Peter asked this question, Lord, how many times shall I forgive? And he said, how many times? Seven times. Now, oh, my goodness gracious. See, that's an infinite number, isn't it? Who would ever forgive seven times? But, you know, there must be something very, very, very important about forgiveness, because let's look and see what Jesus said. But look at us. I don't hardly know anybody that's ever been able to forgive seven times, much less 490. There must be something here. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee seven times, but 70 times seven. Now let's get real. 490 times? I could see in this woman's eyes, really? I forgot to forgive. I got to forgive him, this joker, 490 times? Really? That's what we think, isn't it? Yep. So if Jesus tells us to forgive 490 times, there must be something very important about forgiveness. Do you agree with that? That would be kind of like my son. If I were to say, okay, son, now we have the front yard out here in front of the house, but we had an earthquake last year, and right at the edge of the porch, there's a 75-foot hole, 4 foot wide, way down there. Now, don't go out there, because if you happen to get close to the edge and you fall in that hole, it's a long ways to the bottom. It'd probably kill you. Now then, I guess that's all I would do, right? No. If my children live there, I ain't going to just tell them about that. What am I going to do? I'm going to build a fence over there, some concrete fence, something that is impossible for them to get over, right? Do you think I'm just going to tell them? No, because if I tell them, I know what they're going to do. They'd be just like me. They go running out there one night and forget the hole was there and step off the porch and jump in that hole, right? That's what we would do. We would kill ourselves. So I would never tell my son one time or seven times not to go out on that porch. I would fix something out there where he couldn't get there. But Jesus told us, he said, I say not unto thee seven times, but 70 times seven, 490 times. So if it's that important, let's see what Jesus has to say about unforgiveness. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. This is talking about us. He's the king, we're the servants. That's who he's talking about. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, last time I'd done a research on that, which had been many a year ago, that 10,000 talents in that day was equivalent to $3.8 billion today. That's a pretty good debt, isn't it? You know, now we're talking trillions today in the government, but we realize that's the government. But I know that all of y'all got at least $1 billion in your back pocket right now, right? Yeah. Yeah, sure, all of y'all. I know a billion's nothing, right? Get real. That's kind of like, yeah, get real. 10,000 talents are almost $4 billion, okay? But for as much as he had not to pay, he must have been just like us. His Lord commanded him to be sold. Now, looky here. Not only is he going to be sold, but who else is going to pay the price? His wife and children and all that he had and payment to be made. Now, remember, if the Lord comes to you to collect a debt that you owe and it's unforgiveness, it's not only going to be costly to you, it's going to be costly to your mate, to your children, and to everything that you owe. Now, you would be amazed at the number of children, since I've learned this principle, that I have went to hospital with children, 10, 12, 14, 15 years old, with terminal cancer, and when I find out the problem is between the mother and the father, they've got unforgiveness toward each other, or something, or to someone else. Usually, if the mother and father are not getting along, and one of them has an unforgiveness toward the other one, and the child's sick with cancer, it's because of their sin. And when I get them to confess the sin, I had one 15-year-old in Cook's Medical Center years ago that a grandmother asked me to go over there, and that baby, 15-year-old son, had cancer. And when I got over there and found out that he had unforgiveness toward his wife and he had not forgiven her, it wasn't nothing major that she had done. She didn't go out and commit adultery or something. It was something that he didn't want her to do. She did, and so he got a grudge against her. I told him, I said, if you forgive that woman, I'll pray for that child, and that child will get well. He said, I've been in church all my life, and I ain't never heard no such thing as this. I said, well, sir, it's in the Word. So he repented, got right with his wife. I laid hands on that little child and prayed for that child that afternoon, and the next day they released that child in the hospital with no cancer in his body. 15 years old. Our God is an awesome God, and he means what he says. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. Now, see here, unforgiveness, when we're talking, what this whole thing's talking about, when we go to unforgiveness and said, and all that he had, that could be your bank account. So all of a sudden, you're broke. Your business falls apart. You lose your job. You may not come down with cancer. It's not always sickness that comes upon you or your children. It could be that God just breaks you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus!